And now, your HR tip of the week. Your HR tip of the week is being sponsored by Verrill.
Who makes the termination decision? Hi, this is Ben Ford from Verrill's Labor and Employment Practice Group. Deciding who makes the termination decision is a critical decision to be made in the termination process. I know that sounds confusing, but what it means is that you should have a limited number of people who weigh in on whether or not to terminate an employee. And the reason why is because a lot of people know a lot of things about that employee. If you can have the termination decision being made by a limited number of people, that means a limited number of people know about the any kind of protected characteristics about that employee. This is helpful if the employee should ever bring a charge of discrimination, because it's always nice to be able to say that the people making the termination decision did not know about the protected characteristic of that employee. Got a question about making employment termination decisions? Call Verrill's Labor and Employment Practice Group.
And that's your HR Tip of the Week, sponsored by Verrill.